Well, my name's Beth Johnson, and I'm here tonight representing Speak Up for Women. We are talking about the implications of sex self-identification within the Births, Deaths and Marriages Bill.
And this has been a nationwide tour, yeah, of doing kind of discussions?
That's right, yes. This is our seventh event, I think, and part of our nationwide tour.
And how have the events been received?
Really positive from the people that have attended the events, and we've had peaceful protests in Nelson, and we expect a peaceful protest here later tonight.
Can you give me a sense of who's in the audiences for these events and kind of the demographics?
Well, you're more than welcome to come inside and hear and see for yourself. We have a really mixed group of people, mostly women of all ranges of ages, a lot of lesbian women, bisexuals. We usually have some men and some transsexuals support our events as well.
And what are the key messages that you want to kind of get out tonight?
We're discussing the fact that biological sex sometimes matters in life and should remain protected in law. And this has implications for access and eligibility to single-sex spaces and services. It has implications for the definition of sexual attraction and homosexual, for example. So biological sex exists, it matters, and it shouldn't be entirely replaced by the concept of gender identity in our laws. And if that is going to happen, a change this big must go to Select Committee so that we can have a proper, robust, democratic public debate about it.
So was Speak Up for Women formed for this one issue?
Yes, Speak Up for Women was formed in 2018 to put pressure on the government to reconsider the sex self-identification clause, which had been added into the bill after public submissions had closed. So Tracy Martin deferred the bill in 2019 when it became apparent that this undemocratic process had been followed. So 2 years later, we have a new government who is intent on pushing the bill through to its second reading, and we're saying, have those fundamental legal issues been addressed? Tracy Martin identified them from a Crown Law opinion. Have they been addressed? Will the public have an opportunity to submit on these fundamental changes? And that's what we're discussing.
And ultimately, what do you want to see happen?
Ultimately, we want this bill to go to Select Committee so New Zealanders can submit. We want to have a conversation about how we can advance the rights and the life outcomes of transgender people without impacting the rights of women and girls. And we believe that that's possible and that that conversation can happen. It's not happening yet.
Throughout the last events that you've had, there has been some opposition. Has that surprised you?
No, it hasn't surprised us, because ever since we formed in 2018, there's been a concerted smear campaign against our group. Our political opponents are vested in us not being heard because they want this bill to pass unchallenged. So there's been a lot of effort gone into not hearing our perspective. I think that's changing now. I think people realise that we are reasonable, we've got genuine concerns, and that we want to work on solutions.
And when you say smear campaign, what's been happening?
We've been called a hate group, we've been called anti-trans, we've been called bigots, you name it, it's been said. I won't name the organisations that have perpetuated it through the media, but it's been pretty concerted, and it's been designed to stop the New Zealand public from listening to what we have to say. Yeah.